said, the fact that you guys are not sleeping in the same room may not be a bad idea temporarily, because this is going to give you room to build attraction from a reverse psychology standpoint. But
hello guys, the topic of this email today is, does my marriage still stand a chance?
Yes.
Me and my wife are separated, but we don't sleep in the same room anymore. I tried talking to her, but she wants nothing to do with me anymore. I messed up because I was insecure. I tried to talk to her and told her that I have changed. Still no luck. Does my marriage still have a chance? Well, that's sad that you guys don't sleep in the same room anymore. But if your wife wants to be left alone, you have to learn to leave her alone, number one. So he messed up because he was insecure.
If I leave her alone, how the hell are we supposed to make up again?
Well, if you leave her alone, she gets time to think. You need to back off, because the more you keep... Oh, don't touch that heart.
Oh, sorry, I didn't realize. Sorry. But
Well, back to our topic. You have to leave her alone so she can have time to reflect. Because you can't just keep pounding on her. If she wants to be left alone, she doesn't want to talk to you, give her that space. If she has that space, chances are she will have time to reflect on whatever she's thinking about, you know? And stop telling that how you've changed. You cannot tell someone you've changed. They have to see that you've changed, obviously. You saying you've changed is like a way of forcing yourself on someone. But I've changed now. Can't you see? No, that's actually manipulative. You need to stop. Pull back. Do you. And when I say do you, it don't mean go and do nonsense. It means go do productive things. Work on yourself. Go around your daily chores. Do whatever you still need to do in the house. Things that you would normally do. And trust me, when the time comes, it's not going to be instant, but she will eventually turn around. If she hasn't even asked you for a divorce right now, you guys are just separated but living in the same house, there's still hope. But what do you think, babe?
I agree.
I believe your marriage still has a chance.
That was the question, right?
Yeah.
Does my marriage still have a chance?
Right.
That's, I think absolutely yes. Just like I said in the beginning, I actually don't see much problem here, but I absolutely understand that it's a big problem that you need to fix immediately. So let's get through this real quick. Me and my wife are separated, but we don't sleep in the same room anymore. That's sad to hear, but that may not be a bad thing, just so you know. I tried... You didn't tell us how that happened, by the way. You didn't tell us how you got to a place where you started sleeping in the same, in different rooms.
You but said I'm it guessing... messed up because it was insecure.
Oh, okay. Okay, so look at me. I didn't even finish reading.
Well, I tried it. Were you paying attention?
I'm still going to read it.
Okay.
I tried talking to her, but she wants nothing to do with me anymore. Okay, so let's I like to dissect this from an attraction standpoint. If somebody wants something, you give it to them. Okay? If you can give it to them.
If you have it.
If you have it to give to them, you give it to them. Okay? Because marriage is about giving, and then learning how to receive when people reciprocate, because you give so much, right? So if you feel like this is a person you can't give stuff to,
don't even bother.
Then give them what you can give them and leave the rest alone. Okay? So basically, what you just said, let's dissect the sentence. People don't look at a sentence this close, and I want to look at it closer with you. The sentence says, okay, she wants nothing to do with me anymore. Guess what you should give to her? She wants nothing to do with you anymore. Give her nothing to do with you anymore. We all get tired of that, right? If I want nothing to do with you anymore, and you give me nothing to do with you anymore, eventually, I'm going to be curious. Because that's going to cause a mystery. Mm-hmm. The fact that she just that's gave me enough. That, yeah. right? Normally she's supposed to say, normally I'm supposed to say, what do you mean you have nothing to do with me anymore? And we're supposed to get into an argument, right? But I'm not going to give her that because she didn't ask for that. Mm-hmm. She's asking for something that she really doesn't want. Mm. Right? Think about that. Nobody wants that. Nobody's in a marriage that wants nothing to do with their husband anymore. Right? But they ask for it with their mouth anyway. Why? Because sometimes they're dealing with their own issues. Right? They're dealing with deeper issues. Sometimes it has nothing to do with you, and sometimes it's you that screwed up.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
But they're still asking for something that they really don't want.
Mm.
But still give it to them because they use their mouth.
They're asking for it.
To ask for it. She wants nothing to do with you anymore. Give her nothing to do with you anymore. And that's the only way for you to give her a pattern interruption. You struck, like there's a pattern there. She will keep doing it because you'll keep showing up with the same energy, yep. right? You throw like a dagger and you disrupt that pattern like yep. that. And you give her nothing. You want nothing to do with me anymore? Okay. I understand. And you go this way.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to start wondering. And wondering does what?
Creates attraction.
Wondering creates attraction. Okay? That's stuff that you may not learn anywhere else, to be honest with you. Okay? I have to dig to find this.
Hmm.
Okay? I had to dig. She wants nothing to do with you anymore? Give her nothing to do with you anymore. She wants space? Give her space. Not only that, give yourself abundance of space. Because like I said, the fact that you guys are not sleeping in the same room may not be a bad idea temporarily. Because this is going to give you room to build attraction from a reverse psychology standpoint, but to more importantly, allow God to work on her, like she mentioned earlier.
That's right.
I messed up because I was insecure. Yeah, insecurity is a big bastard. It's in this book. I was insecure too. We all have insecurity to a certain level in us. If you care yeah. about anything in life, you have insecurity. Don't even try it with me, okay? If you've ever said, I want that. The fact that you want that, if you ever wanted anything bad enough, you have insecurity. Because the fact that there's a possibility you may not get what you want, that creates insecurity, right?
Mm.
So for those that want to say, no, I'm not secure. there you have
well,
it. The fact that you're attached to saying I'm not,
people are that right there is insecurity. Yeah.
The fact that you feel the need to struggle with that in you, to accept that, that is insecurity at its best.
Because
you don't feel secured in you being open and being vulnerable and say, I'm just human like everybody else.
Preach. It's okay to be human.
Right. And by the way, I want you to be human. If anything here, we don't teach you manipulations. Okay? We don't teach
you.
We don't teach you narcissistic ways. We teach you remaining human because your wife attracted a human being. We're teaching you how to get back to that confident human being. She saw confidence. Right? She saw confidence. So if she says she wants nothing to do with you anymore, and then you go back there and say, I can't believe you said that. Yeah. Well, where's the confidence you fell in love with? Right? So we can dice this in like 50 different ways, come back to the same thing. If she wants, she does, if she wants nothing to do with you anymore, give her exactly that.
Right.
Okay. All right. So let's get back to you real quick. I messed up. I was insecure. Yes, you were. How do you build your security back, or what do you call it? Your self-esteem back? You need to get this book. It's free. 10 to 15 times. Read it. Don't skip this. I tried to talk to her and told her that I've changed. Well, she said it all. If you have to say I've changed, you have not changed. At the very minimum.
That's a desperate plea.
Yeah, and that's not confident. That's not attractive, you know.
It's not.
At the very minimum, you've changed temporarily.
It has not
withstand the test of time for her to be able to
see it. Yeah.
Right? You should change, absolutely, and the book will help you with that, but you showcase it in a different way, not by talking it, okay? You have to now lose the talk to talk. You have to just walk the walk.
That's right.
Okay? This is one of those very rare occasions where, no, you don't run your mouth, because your mouth can run...
Escalate issues.
Can run you out from getting some ass tonight. Okay? It's fact. People talk their way out of getting some.
They mess it up.
Yeah. All right, so let's keep going here. Almost done, almost there. So you told her I've changed. Still no luck. Of course no luck. Because the more you say that, the more you haven't changed, the more you're killing it. Because basically, you're going to react to her not responding to what you, how you want her to respond.
Right.
I've changed. And she said,
oh.
And then,
like, what?
And then you're going to be defensive to that.
Yeah.
And now you haven't changed. You just basically retracted back to your old self. Okay. So if you've changed, first of all, you're changing for you, not for her. You're changing because that's the best thing for you to do for yourself. Build your self-confidence back up. You don't need her to see that. Because you don't need her to see that, she will see that. Because when she gets to wonder, attraction builds up. She's going to come snooping and looking like, wait, I haven't heard from him today. Right?
What's going on?
Yeah. Because it's wondering. When the heart wonders, you know, you build attraction. Say, like, don't even get it twisted. This is all about attraction right here.
Yeah.
All right, so... does my marriage still have a chance? Yes, it does. And I think I just made mention of a few things you can do. First of all, give yourself that space. Give her nothing to do with you anymore. That's your best chance of attracting her back. And then you get to choose. She has to win you back now. She has to come back and win you back.
Yep.
You get to say, yes, I want back in. Or, no, I'm good. Somebody else replaced you. Well, you know, I'm just good for now. I'm working on myself. You get to do that. So how long is that going to take? Indefinitely. Like, for the rest of your life, you should be in that state of mind where you are confident enough that you have options. Because if she feels like you don't have options, guess what? She doesn't want you either.
That's right.
She just doesn't want that. Nobody wants something
that nobody wants.
Okay, and if you're just there in her face and you tell her you've changed, basically you're telling her that I don't have any other choices out here. I don't have anybody else that can occupy your space here. And you're telling her that she should run from you because you are becoming a lunatic, a stalker of sort. You know, you can be a stalker with your wife in the same house. You know that, right? So she should get her to start wondering. She should start wondering what you're up to.
Mm-hmm. Get out of her space.
If you're predictable, if you're hiding in the man cave because you're sorry for yourself, you're feeling sorry for yourself.
Go walk out.
She's going to want to run further and further away from you. That's what I see here. Mm-hmm. Okay. So does your marriage still have a chance? Absolutely, it does. If you can pull back completely, indefinitely. Stop counting. Is it 30 days, 90 days? I don't know. How long is it going to take you to build yourself? How long is it going to take you to build yourself in a way that you're going to attract 3 girls that want you right now, right in front of your neighborhood? How long is that going to take you? Wherever that's going to take you, then that's what it's going to take. And you should be in that state of mind. I didn't say you should go out there and be destroying yourself. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that you should build that kind of confidence back in yourself. That's what she's seeing. That's why she's acting that way. She's subconsciously acting that way because... she's agreeing to how you've seen yourself. Anything you want to add, babe?
No.
That's it. You have a chance. Go get the book. Download it. Read it 10 to 15 times. GetMyMarriageBack.com. Click like, share. Advise this young man. Your opinion, your advice. You heard the email. Rewind it. Listen to the email again. And give him your opinion on what he should do. We want to see your opinion. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. We'll see you on the next one. And...